For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still crowing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you'll never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, your love, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
Me. chest. I tear open my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer.
Somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You might be king, you might possess the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess all the world and its gold. The gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you are nobody until somebody loves. Get yourself somebody.
Pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Short Town Ballpark here in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. Tony, tonight, the Blue Claws back in action after the Universal Minor League Day off on Monday. Jersey Shore 5-4, Phillies affiliates, and they host the Brooklyn Cyclones, Mets affiliate, 4-5 to start 2024. The Battle of the Boardwalks, first of 27 between the Blue Claws and the Cyclones this season.
Well, Greg, great way to kick off the homestand against the franchise Brooklyn versus Jersey Shore. It's become quite a rivalry now over the years. And last year, if you recall, I'm sure you do, but for the fans who may not recall, that the playoff berth for the second half of the season went right down to the wire last game of the year. And Jersey Shore prevailed up at Hudson Valley. Brooklyn lost, and Jersey Shore...
A crazy day that I'm sure we'll talk about a few times over the course of the six games here this week. Brandon Sproat starts for Brooklyn, drafted out of the University of Florida by the Mets, 56th overall last year. They've actually drafted him in each of the last two drafts, only signed him after last year. And Braden Fostot out of Westchester University will make his first home start for the Blue Claws, signed as a non-drafted free agent in 2022. He is from Danville, Pennsylvania. So earlier today, Tony had a chance to talk to the manager of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, and that, of course, in his second season, Greg Bronczyska.
And we're set to go for another homestand, the second homestand of the year. We're with manager Greg Bronczyska down in the bull ring. And, Greg, first of all, before we talk about upcoming things here, a couple of roster moves, a couple of players here are rehabbing. Tell us about them.
Yeah, we got Otto Kemp back, who spent some time here last year. Infielder, good versatility, good bat, have added to that lineup, and excited to have him here. He's healthy. He had a little ding there at the end of spring training, but he's able to get back and played some really solid games down there in Clearwater and made his way back up to us. So we're excited to have him back. And we got Christian Hernandez, right-handed pitcher. He spent time in Reading last year. Good arm, with really good stuff. And same with him, just building him back up, part of his rehab progression. And excited to have him here, join our awesome group of pitchers that we have, and continue getting him fully healthy.
How long do you think either one or both will be here?
Hopefully a decent amount of time. But it's all about those guys and continuing to get them back to where they need to be. And excited to have him here.
Coming out of a 3-3 trip down there in Hickory, any particular individuals, we can't name them all, that stood out in your mind?
It was solid road trip. Anytime you split on the road, that's a good thing. And had a chance to win the series there at the end, but didn't come through. A lot of guys played really, really well, though, and showed out really well. Brito swung the bat really well the whole week. Troy Schreffler, he swung the bat really good in the opportunities that he had. Crawford, Disson had a couple home runs, and I think starting pitching wise, some of our starting pitchers really threw the ball well. Gene Cabrera, Castellano had an awesome start for us when we were down there. Fausnot, Outagary, it's been really fun to see our starting pitching, throw a lot of innings and set us up in really good positions to win ball games.
I know you got to scoot out of here to a meeting. What meetings do you have before a series? What's the process there? Team meetings.
Yeah, when we talk about development and prepping these guys for the big leagues, we try to simulate and put them in as many situations as possible that they'll experience when they get there, and stuff that's part of their routine, especially first day of the series type stuff. Mm-hmm. And part of that's an advanced type meeting on the opposing team. And I'm not going to tell all the secrets of the meetings, but you give them and you find ways that, you're going to take advantage of stuff that they don't do well and things that might, pop that you can put in their heads that they'll see throughout the series when they're playing these guys that, they can take an extra base or an extra 90, knowing, the outfielder arms and how catchers can block and not block and where we can, get some dirt balls in that situation. And then obviously, we have the hitting side of things where we run through some of the pitching on the other team, and just get these guys as prepared as possible and equip them with the knowledge that we think they need to know to go out and win some ball games.
And tonight's starter is Braden Fastnacht. You alluded to him before, had a good start on the trip down to Hickory. Tell us what we can expect from Braden tonight.
Yeah, no, it was great. Five strong innings down there in Hickory, and no runs, threw the ball really, really well. And it's been exciting to kind of see him more than I've got a chance to see him last year. So throughout spring training and beginning of this year, he really competes. It's a different look from the left side, and he's one of those guys where I say, oh, he really pitches. He moves the ball around, he changes speeds, and he attacks the strike zone. So looking for more of that tonight and excited to have him out there.
Okay, that's the plan. Good luck tonight.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was Blue Claws manager Greg Brzezinski, as usual, very sharp and productive in those interviews. Always, you always learn something listening to Bull. So Blue Claws had a decent trip, 3-3. They had a chance for more. They won the odd games, games 1, 3, and 5 in this series. I think that second game last Wednesday was one, though, that kind of annoyed them a little bit. They had it was a scoreless game. They had a runner at third and nobody out in the 8th inning and couldn't score. Ended up failing to get the run home in the 10th inning as well. Lost 1-0, but that's okay. It happens. A 3-3 trip against the Crawdads. And now the Mets affiliate, Brooklyn, in town for the week. And typical Tony at the top of the order with Marion Boyd and Justin Crawford. It's good to have Otto Kemp back here as well. He'll hit fourth this week for the Bulls.
Right.
Today, at least.
Kemp came up at the end of last year. Why don't you talk about a little bit about his defense and particularly the play he made on the final day of the regular season last year up at Hudson Valley.
Yeah, so he made a couple of big defensive plays last year for the Blue Claws. Not bigger, though, than one in the last game of the regular season. It was a must-win, win-or-go-home for the Blue Claws. And it was the bottom of the 11th inning. Hudson Valley had the runner at second, the inherited runner with nobody out. Ground ball through towards left field. He made a diving stop from third base, diving to his left, got up through the runner out at first. If he doesn't get to the ball, it's first and third, nobody out. And even if it's an infield hit, you know, first and second, nobody out, they're probably bunting the runner over to second and third, and then Blue Claws are in trouble there. It's an amazing play, and helped the Blue Claws escape and win what was one of the more crazy Blue Claws games I think that we've ever seen. Another note about this series that is kind of interesting, the home plate umpire tonight, who will ump the plate, you know, tonight, Thursday, and Saturday, and then do the other three games on the bases, is Connor Kroll, 2015 graduate of Lacey High. So that's pretty cool. So if you do hear some crowd cheering for the umpire, that would be why. Pitching preview brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center, Southern Campus, and RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. Braden Fosnot for the Blue Claws, his first home start. He pitched last Tuesday in Hickory. 5 innings, 4 hits, an unearned run, 1 walk, struck out 2. Last year with the Threshers, had a 4.57 ERA in 63 innings with 64 strikeouts and 39 walks. 24-year-old, signed with the Phillies in 2022. He also pitched for the Trenton Thunder in the MLB Draft League and played at Westchester University in Pennsylvania. Not the first Westchester product to play with the Blue Claws. Of course, Nick Ward, who was here last year, also played at Westchester. Brandon Sproat starts for Brooklyn. He was drafted in the second round last year by the Mets. 17th pick of that round. He's a 23-year-old from Pensacola, Florida. Went to the University of Florida. Mets drafted him in the third round the year before. Didn't sign him. Took him in the second round last season. He made his professional debut for Brooklyn last Tuesday against Asheville on Coney Island. Went 2 1/3 innings, allowed 1 hit, but he walked 5 and struck out 5. No runs, but did walk 5 of the batters that he faced, 5 of the 13 batters faced, and only threw 31 strikes on 63 pitches. And as we said, this will be his second professional start. One note, Tony, I wanted to mention, Troy Schreffler off to a great start this year. 6-for-16, he already has 7 RBIs, a home run, and a stolen base for the former Maryland Terrapin. And he's in kind of a fight for some at-bats in a very crowded Blue Claws outfield, and he's off to an excellent start.
Yes, and he was a teammate for 1 year with Nick LaRusso of Brooklyn, who's in the lineup tonight, playing third base. Both, former Maryland Terrapins.
LaRusso hit a walk-off home run for Brooklyn in their last game on Sunday, a win over Asheville. Cyclones began the year 1-5, but they won the final three a doubleheader on Saturday, and then a game on Sunday against the Tourists up on Coney Island. First of 27 between these two teams this season. Last played August 1st through 6th last year. And if you remember that, Tony, Brooklyn won 2 of the first 3 to open up a 7-game lead on the Blue Claws, who desperately needed to win at least 2 of the last 3 in that series to cut it to 6. And even that, remember, that would have been with about 6 weeks left in the season, been extremely difficult. They ended up winning all 3 of those games, cut it to 4, and they were 4 out with 6 weeks left. That was a little more doable. And they came out. It took them down to literally the last batter of the season. But those 3 wins over Brooklyn, you know, who they ended up catching on the final day of the regular season, critical in getting them into the postseason last year. Brooklyn is 46-37 all time against the Blue Claws. That's since 2021, when Brooklyn moved up to High A, and the teams are 22-22 apiece here at Shoretown Ballpark again since 2021. Blue Claws getting set to take the field, and Emarion Boyd will lead them out into left field. Justin Crawford in center, and in right field will be Troy Schreffler tonight for Jersey Shore. One thing, Tony, about the Blue Claws and their base stealing, you can't steal first, as they say. 13 stolen bases in 9 games for Jersey Shore, but if you remember, they stole 6 in the first 2 games of the season, so only 7, 1 game apiece, 1 apiece on average in the last 9 games. Actually stole 4 on April 9th, so they had 11 steals in their first 4 games, and only 2 since then. So if they get on, they'll run, but again, you can't steal first base. It is about as nice a day, by the way, as you're ever going to get here on April the 16th. It's 66 degrees and clear skies at Shoretown Ballpark on a beautiful Tuesday night here in Lincoln. Braden Fosnot has taken them out. We will take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for the Cyclones and the first pitch of tonight's ball game. The Blue Claws, the Cyclones, first of 27 meetings between the two teams. The Battle of the Boardwalks is next on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball!
Very pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Tonight, the Blue Claws open a 6-game series with a game against the Brooklyn Cyclones, the Sally League affiliate of the New York Mets. Blue Claws, of course, the Sally League affiliate of your Philadelphia Phillies. Braden Foss onto the mound for Jersey Shore. He threw 5 innings, 1 unearned run last week in Hickory, and Brandon Sproat, 2 1/3 innings without allowing a run. He did walk 5 for Brooklyn in his first start, cold pitch last Tuesday. Blue Claws 5-4, Cyclones 4-5 to start the season. And here's the Brooklyn lineup. And Wilfredo Lara leads off in left, and Stanley Consuegra in center. Ryan Clifford is the right fielder. He'll bat third. Then William Lugo at short and Junior Tillian at second. Nick LaRusso is the third baseman. He bats sixth. Then Christian Pregin, the catcher, bats seventh. Mateo Gil is the DH. He hits eighth. And batting ninth and first is Jose Hernandez. The lineup is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, with local facilities including Community Medical Center and RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Center, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system, and proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
Well, Greg, as you noted earlier, just a beautiful night for baseball here as these teams get set for the first of 27 meetings this season. Jersey Shore and Brooklyn, the Phillies and Mets affiliates. And if you can't make it out to see Brooklyn and the Blue Claws this week, well, never fear. Brooklyn will be back here again. And it'll be the week of May the 28th, beginning on Tuesday, May the 28th. So we're set to go. First pitch of the ball game is about to be uncorked. And to tell you all about it, here's the voice of the Blue Claws. Here's Greg Giamborisi.
All right, Tony. And here's Wilfredo Lara to lead things off for Brooklyn. He's a right-handed batter, as they all are in this lineup, except for Ryan Clifford, the three-hitter. Lara 0 for 3 with Brooklyn to start this season. And he takes a fastball for a strike on the inside corner from Fosnot. We're underway. 6:36 first pitch. And the game time temperature is 66 degrees. Fosnot's second pitch misses high, and it's one ball and one strike. Lara spent last year with St. Lucie in the Florida State League, hit 264 there in 99 games with 14 homers and 17 stolen bases. Here's the 1-1, lined in the air towards right center, cutting over Schreffler, sunglasses on, Troy's there, and makes the catch for the first out of the ball game. The plate umpire is Connor Crowell, Lacey High School, class of 2015, so it's a home week for Connor Crowell. And the base umpire tonight is Jamal Allen. Fosnot pitched at Westchester University, signed with the Phillies in 2022. 5 innings, 1 unearned run last Tuesday at Hickory in his Blue Claws debut. And this is his first home start and his second start overall. Strike called Athanese to Stanley Consuegra, the center fielder, and it's nothing at 1. Consuegra 7 for 29 with a home run and 3 runs batted in so far this season. Swing and a miss there, off speed pitch, and the count 0-2. Now, those of you that are watching on MILB TV or the Bally Live app, you'll see the pitch velocity on your screen there, and we want to let you know, and those of you that are here at the stadium as well, we'll see it on the scoreboard. That's outside for a ball. The count is 1-2. That is the Hawkeye registered pitch speed. So for years, we've told you that, and I mean 10 years, we've told you that
forever.
Yeah, every game, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a game, that the pitch speed that you see, here's a high fly ball down the left field line. Foul ground, Boyd racing over, runs out of room. It's in the back of the picnic area, and it's 1-2. We've told you that the pitch velocity that you see on the video board was 3 to 4 miles an hour slow. Well, we're here to tell you that that is no longer the case.
Hallelujah.
Because that, we told a scout before, and he said, thank God.
All right.
So that pitch speed that you see on the screen now is the official validated pitch speed from the Hawkeye system. Straight from Hawkeye onto the video board and onto MILB.TV. Fastball high to Consuegra, and the count is a ball and two strikes. Check that. Two balls and two strikes on Consuegra, who played in Brooklyn as well last year. Fosnot rocks from the left side. Cue foul off the end of the bat and off the netting, and that was caught by Blue Claws hitting coach Adam Lind. Was in the first base dugout, his first game with, or his first season as a coach in the Phillies system. Here's the 2-2, and that's down and inside for a ball, and the count is full at 3-2. On deck, Ryan Clifford, who hit a home run in this ballpark in his first at bat as a Met August of last year. Here's a little pop-up in a shallow left center. Racing back on it, Rincon. Boyd charging in, reaching out, and Marion Boyd makes the catch for out number 2. Good play by Marion Boyd. Had to go a long way for that. racing in and making the grab for the second out of the inning, and that'll bring up the aforementioned Ryan Clifford.
Yeah, well, that's where that speed comes into play. Boy, he can cover a heck of a lot of ground in a short period of time, and needed that speed and acceleration to snare that short pop fly.
Here is Clifford, who was originally with the Astros, fastball strike, and came to the Mets in the Justin Verlander deal last year. So he made his debut with Brooklyn and the Mets on August 4th last year, and he hit a home run off Mitch Newborn in the first inning of his first game. Bounces this one up first, and it goes foul. Count nothing and two. Picked up there by John Vaughn, the Cyclones bench coach. Gilbert Gomez is the manager, and he coaches at third. 0-2, Fosnot to Clifford. Slider, hard ground ball, right side, base hit. Splitting Castillo and Bergoglio out of the right field, where Schreffler grabs it, and Clifford's aboard with a single. Defensively for Jersey Shore, Boyd in left, Crawford in center. Schreffler's in right. Otto Kemp at third, Ryan Rincon at short. William Bergoglio is at second. Chad Castillo, the first baseman, and the catcher is Andric Nava. Here's Lugo, who is 5 out of 26 so far this year with 3 RBIs. He was at Brooklyn last year, takes a fastball outside, and he was at Brooklyn for 28 games in 2022. Last year, he had 237 with 11 homers and 7 stolen bases. So parts of a third season for Lugo in this league. He's from the Dominican Republic, 22 years old. Takes that one strike on the inside corner, and the count is 1-1. Junior Tillian would be next. 2 out, runner at first, no score. We're in the first here at Shoretown Ballpark on a beautiful Tuesday night in Lakewood. Fosnot from the stretch. Fastball, tip foul at home plate. And it's 1-2. In the bottom of the first, it'll be Boyd, Crawford, and Pineda for Jersey Shore. Out of the stretch, the left-hander, Fosnot's pitch is on the inside corner. Anthony's got him looking. Strike 3, and that retires the side. Braden Fosnot, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left. Blue Claws coming to bat, bottom of the first. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood, we go to the bottom of the first inning, and Emarion Boyd leading it off for the Blue Claws. He's in left, and Justin Crawford in center in this scoreless game. Leandro Pineda bats third to DH, then Otto Kemp at third. Brian Rincon at short, bats fifth, then William Bergoglio at second. Enric Navas catching, batting seventh. Hitting eighth and playing first base is Chad Castillo, and batting ninth in right field is Troy Schreffler. So So here's Boyd, the speedy outfielder from Mississippi. 4 for 26, 3 RBIs. Fastball strike, 97 on the outside corner from Brandon Sproat. And the count, nothing and one. Lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Facilities included Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center's Southern Campus. At RWJ Barnabas Health, life is better healthy. Slow roller up the first baseline. Sproat off the mound to field it, and he'll tag Boyd out about 15 feet in front of first base. One unassisted and one away. And, Tony, based on those first two pitches from Sproat, Blue Claws better be ready to hit because he's going to crank it up there in the upper 90s here tonight.
Yeah, a little different contrast in styles here. As Craig can really ratchet up there, and Faustine will throw about 88, 90, 91.
Here's Crawford, 7 for 26, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs. And the fastball way outside. Crawford had over 340 last year with Clearwater in the Florida State League and finished up the last 4 weeks of the season with Jersey Shore. Third baseman is Nick LaRusso. He's in on the grass. And the first baseman, Jose Hernandez, even with a bag. Crawford fouls one back into the screen, 96 on that fastball. And the count 1-1. If you're just joining us, for years, as we've always talked about, the radar gun that you see on the scoreboard and on the MILB TV feed had been 3 or 4 miles an hour slow. That's not the case anymore. It's now synced up with the Hawkeye system. So you can trust that number. That is a little low. Took something off at 90. And the count is 2-1. You make a good point about the contrasting styles. Braden Foster on the top of the first was, you know, right around 89. And that was a changeup or a split from Brandon Sproat at 90 to Crawford. 2 balls, 1 strike, and swings over the slider. Good pitch. And the count is 2-2. Sproat was the 56th overall pick last year out of the University of Florida. The Mets also took him in the third round in 22, but he didn't sign. So they redrafted him the next year and signed him for a slot. He hit 99 miles an hour. Fastball laced up third, foul by Crawford. And the count 2-2, and that was 98. He hit 99 in the spring breakout game. The Mets played the Nationals, and he got Sproat did save in that ball game. And he hit 99 there. On deck is Leandro Pineda. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the first, no score. End of the line, Sproat, right-hander, fastball, lined up third, and again, foul, 98, and the count is 2-2. Brooklyn started the year 1-5. They won 3 in a row, swept the doubleheader on Saturday from Asheville, and then a walk-off win Sunday. Nick LaRusso, the third baseman, and a walk-off homer. He backs up with 2 strikes on Crawford, slider, bounce foul behind the plate, and the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Quite a difference there in velocity. The fastball 98-99, and the slider comes in at 82.
And Crawford calls time before the 2-2 pitch. These teams will play 27 times this year, 12 here, 15 there in Brooklyn. Hard to believe the Cyclones won't actually come here after June 2nd.
Right.
Seem to make, you know, 3 visits a year the last couple of seasons. Here's the 2-2. And again, spoiled foul lined up third into the net above the Cyclones dugout. And the count is still 2-2 on Justin Crawford, who turned 20 years old on January the 13th. He was a 19-year-old when he debuted with the Blue Claws last year. One of only 6 19-year-olds to play for the High A Blue Claws. It's 2021. Swing and a foul tip held by Pregent, the catcher, strike 3. And just overpowering fastball there by Brandon Sproat, 2 down. And that'll bring up the DH, Leandro Pineda. Here's Pineda, left-handed batter, 6 for 23 to start the year. No home runs and 2 runs batted in. And the first pitch is a slider in the dirt. Defensively for Brooklyn, it's Wilfredo Lara in left, Stanley Consuegra in center, Ryan Clifford in right, Nick LaRusso at third, William Lugo at short, second baseman is Junior Tilly, and first baseman Jose Hernandez, and Kristen Pregent is behind the plate. 1-0 on Pineda. Swing and a miss at a fastball. And the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crawford had a good at-bat, 9 pitches before going down. This is the 14th pitch of the night for Sprunt. 1-1 on Pineda. Takes a fastball outside. Leandro, 6 for 23 this year. He had 243 with the Blue Claws last year with 9 homers. Blue Claws have already hit 10 home runs, 9 in the 6 games in Hickory, though. Be careful. The ball flies around there. Pineda breaks his bat, flares one behind the bag at second. Filled up with a shortstop, Lugo. He sidearms to first. In time, gets a hustling Pineda, and then retires the side. Sprout a strikeout and a broken bat in a 1-2-3 first. They'll score to the second. Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Short Town all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we go to the second inning. No score, Blue Claws and the Brooklyn Cyclones. Blue Claws went 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the first. Brooklyn got a base hit by Clifford, but he was stranded at first. Junior Tillian, Nick LaRusso, and Christian Prenchett, 5-6-7, all right-handed batters. Against the Blue Claws left-hander, Braden Fosnot, 24-year-old from Danville, Pennsylvania. First pitch lifted foul by Tillian down the right field line. That's out of play. And the count is no balls and one strike. 7 for 26 for Tillian so far this year. No home runs and one RBI. Lifts this one in the air to right field. Pretty well hit, but playable. Schreffler is there, backs up a step, makes the catch, and that's out number one. So Tillian flies out, and that'll bring up Nick LaRusso, who overlapped Tony with Schreffler for a year at Maryland. He is 6 for 25 with two homers. Both were hit Sunday, including a walk-off home run for the Cyclones. First pitch is grounded down third, but foul. No balls and one strike. LaRusso played 26 games last year with St. Lucie. Hit just 169. No homers in those two. Sunday were his first two professional home runs from Carmel, New York. Ninth round pick last year. Off-speed pitch from Fosnot, a changeup for a called strike, and the count nothing, two. Blue Claws in their home whites with the red trim, Blue Claws in blue across the sleeve. Number on the back in red, name in red, swinging and a miss, a fastball, got him strike three. So Fosnot the strikeout, his second, two away, and that'll bring up Christian Prejean. The strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin in Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day, the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Here's Prejean, 2 out of 13. No homers or RBIs. And the first pitch to him is popped up down the right field line, not deep. Schreffler charging in toward the line. He is there, makes the catch, and that retires the side. Very nice inning for the left-hander, Braden Fosnot. Just 6 pitches to get through 1-2-3. No score, bottom 2, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head to the bottom half of the second inning. No score. Blue Claws and the Brooklyn Cyclones, first of a six-game series. Brandon Sproat, the Cyclone right-hander, in a 1-2-3 first inning. He'll face Otto Kemp, Brian Rincon, and William Bergoya for Jersey Shore here as we head into inning number two. Kemp, right-handed batter. He's wearing number 32 this year. He wore number 8 last year. This is Blue Claws' debut for the season on a rehab assignment from Clearwater, where he played very well. 7 for 14 in 5 games with a home run and 3 runs batted in. First pitch by Sproat is a slider, and it's low, ball 1. 7 hits, 2 doubles, a triple, and a home run for Otto Kemp, who played with the Blue Claws at the end of last year, 31 games, and hit .223, slider for a strike, and a count 1-1. But if you remember, he was 0 for 18, and then he got a double on an education day and like pointed to the sky. Remember that?
Yeah.
Finally, because he had hit a bunch of balls hard. He chops one foul at the plate and the count is 1-2. He hit so many balls hard in the outs.
Right.
And he finally got a hit and, you know, pointed to the sky. At a point, Loma Nazarene, Division II school in Southern California, is Kemp from Capistrano Beach, California. And the 1-2 is outside a fastball at 97 from Sproat.
Now, he's the subject of our friends and family shout out. We'll get to that next time he's at bat.
He's shout out one to of the nicest guys.
Oh, yeah, out in California.
Yeah. And the 2-2 on the way is a slow roller up third, but it kicks foul. Two balls and two strikes on Otto Kemp. So he was involved in so many big moments for the Blue Claws last year. You know, another one in that first playoff game that the Blue Claws won over Hudson Valley. Remember, they had the bases loaded and one out, and he made a leaping grab of a chopper in the sixth inning, to start a double play. Swinging a foul tip held by the catcher, Pregen, strike 3. 2 strikeouts now for Sproat. And that'll bring up Brian Rincon. So offensively and defensively, he was just involved in so much for the Blue Claws a year ago. Here's Brian Rincon, the shortstop, 2 out of 25 with 12 strikeouts. So he's had a slow start to his season. Switch hitter batting from the left side. And the first pitch is a fastball low for ball 1. Actually, yeah, switch hitter batting from the left side. Shaler Area High School for Rincon, drafted in the 14th round in 2022. But he only played a couple of years in the U.S., spent most of his childhood in Venezuela. Here's the 1-1. That is a strike at the knees. And it's 1-1. William Bergoya on deck. And then Andrick Nava. So in this part of the order, Tony, the Blue Claws have the switch-hitting Rincon, the lefty Bergoya, the switch-hitting Nava, the lefty Castillo. So four straight left-handed batters will face Sproat. And he hits that one on the outside corner with a fastball for a changeup for a strike. And the count is 1-2. So Sproat ahead in the count. And here comes the 1-2 slider outside. Even up at 2-2. Barely a cloud in the sky. Just a gorgeous evening at the Jersey Shore. Wind blowing out towards left center tonight, which is not a direction you typically see here.
Well, just wait till tomorrow.
Okay. 2-2 is down and inside. And the count is 3-2. So usually, over the number of years that Tony and I have been doing this, and Tony and I have been doing Blue Claws games together since 2014, and I've been here before that, and Tony's been here before that, but we've been doing the games together since 2014. That's inside ball four. So Rincon works the walk. There's your first Blue Claws base run. And I would say, Tony, more often than not, the wind is blown in.
Yep.
But last year, it probably blew out a little bit more than it did in. And the first weekend, it blew out most of the three-game series against Aberdeen out to right, though. But right now, it's blowing out towards left, which is really north. North to northwest. Here's William Bergoya, and he takes a strike. That walk was brought to you by PC Richard & Son, friendly and knowledgeable sales team, next day delivery, and the guaranteed lowest prices. PC Richard & Son, the company you can trust since 1909. Rincon has two stolen bases on this season, 27 last year between the Blue Claws and Clearwater. They throw it at first, and he dives back in. Bergoya off to a solid start, 7 for 25 with 5 RBIs. He had a 4-hit game in the second game of this season. Rincon a good lead off of first, and he looks like he's leaning. Now he rocks back. Long hold by Sproat, not going. Fouled back under the screen. And the count 0-2. I think Sproat kind of threw off Rincon's timing. Yeah. He looked like he was kind of leaning like he was going to take off, but ended up having to shift his momentum back. He was getting a little too far out on that right foot. 0-2 on Bergoya. And a slow roller to the right of the mound, picked up by Sproat. Underhands to first, lets Rincon take second, and gets the sure thing out two ways. Rincon does advance 90 feet, needs in scoring position for Nava. So here's Endrick, 5 out of 17, does have a home run. That was the only home run the Blue Claws hit in Lakewood that first week. And 4 RBIs. 22-year-old from Cabimas, Venezuela. We'll turn 23 till October. So here's Nava with a runner in scoring position. First chance for the Claws tonight. And he takes way inside, backhanded by the catcher, Pregent. And it's 1-0, no strikes. Blue Claws did hit 9 homers in that series at Hickory. But just be careful. That is one of the better hitters' ballparks in all of the Sally League. 1-0 on Nava, and the pitch swing and a miss. The ballparks in the south, Greensboro, which is in the northern division, but geographically, Greenville, Hickory, Asheville, ball just flies around on there. Up here, this place, Brooklyn, Hudson Valley, it is Aberdeen, very tough on hitters. Foul back by Nava, 1-2. Brooklyn is worse, I think, for hitters than this park. And traditionally, this park has always been one of the tough ones in the league.
I'm going to say that's saying something.
Well, Brooklyn is right on the water. And not only is it big, especially in right center, but the wind blows straight in almost every game right off the water. 1-2 on Nava. Rincon a good lead off of second. And Sproat's slider is low. No score, bottom two. Off Fosnot in the third. Jersey Shore will go with Brooklyn will have a Mateo Gil, Jose Hernandez, and Wilfredo Lara, 8-9-1 against the Blue Claws left-hander. 2-2 pitch, swinging a roller to second, to his left, Tillian fields on the edge of the outfield grass, moving to his left, and he throws to first for the out. They retire the Claws. No runs, no hits, one left. We've played two. And no score. ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Tom's River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. -biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claw.
Braden Fosdott takes the hill for Jersey Shore. We head into the top half of the third inning. No score on a beautiful mid-60s evening at Shoretown Ballpark. Mateo Gil, Jose Hernandez, and Alfredo Lara coming up here for the Cyclones in their road gray jerseys with the navy blue sleeves. Blue Claws in their home whites with the red trim and the red cap. Blue Claws in blue across the chest. Foul back up here to our right. And that skips out of the roof out of play. Hey, Tony, I hope that ball doesn't damage the roof. It's time to call Delta Contracting Services to find out. Visit DeltaRoofNJ.com because your roof is an asset worth protecting. DeltaRoofNJ.com. Pulled the string beautifully. Swing and a miss. And a changeup, and it's 0-2.
Better yet, I hope the ball doesn't hit a window.
Yes, I agree. Because Delta Contracting Services can't help you with that. And based on the history of the windows here, neither can whoever installed them. Gillis 1-for-12 to start the season, and Fosnot's pitches popped up foul first base side out of play on the concourse, and the count is still nothing in two. Game two tomorrow night, 6:35. It'll be Starlin Castillo for Jersey Shore against Nolan McLean. Here's a fly ball hit well deep out in the left center. Boyd racing after it in the gap. Long run over his head and off the tippy top of the wall. That's a home run. And called so by Connor Kroll, the home plate umpire, correctly. The runner stopped at second base, wants to make sure as Boyd plays it back in. But that's gone. Hit over the padded wall and off the chain link fence. Solo homer for Mateo Gil, his first of the season. And the Cyclones take a 1-0 lead.
So Greg Gill is a 23-year-old, originally drafted by the Cardinals back in 2018. He's been a pro for a number of years now, and that is his 37th career home run.
From Fort Worth, Texas, they got him in the minor league Rule 5 draft from the Rockies in 2022. So Greg Rodzinski's out talking to Connor Kroll, the home plate umpire, and he's going to get the two umpires to talk to each other. But I thought that was gone. It looked like it hit Tony above the, and they're not even going to consult. It looked like it hit above the padded wall and off the chain link fence out there in left center. And that's a home run. And that's what I saw. I think Connor Kroll, Lacey High School, got it right. Swing and a miss fastball by Jose Hernandez. And the count nothing in one. It looked like you're ready to say something funny.
No.
Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2.
It's that Lacey education. Umpiring 101. He's right
I'll
through that
this,
course.
Those calls are tough.
They are.
Because, you got to make the ball is off that fence for, a tenth of a second, pitch way outside, and the count 1-2, 340 or whatever feet away. That's not an easy call. And he got it right. That ball, if you're wondering, was off the bat at 96 miles an hour. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. So Fosnot gets the strikeout, his third. One away, and that'll flip the lineup over and bring up Wilfredo Lara. So here's Lara, who was just activated over the weekend. Only his second game. Swing and a miss. And the count nothing and one. So Mateo Gil on the board here for Brooklyn. They have a 1-0 lead. And Lara takes that one on the outside corner for a strike. He's only 19 years old. He'll turn 20 in 12 days on April 28th out of the Dominican Republic is Lara. Hit 264 with St. Lucie in the Florida State League last season. Now one of the dirt skips away from the catcher, Enric Nava, and bounces away. Count is one ball and two strikes. Was one of only seven single-A players last year, at least 14 homers and at least 14 steals, and was fourth in the FSL with a 452 slugging percentage. Check swing, bloops and foul, first base side out of play. And count is still 1-2. He's the Mets' number 23 prospect per MLB Pipeline, and a nice find signed for only $25,000. 1-2, the count on Lara. And here's the pitch. That's way outside from Foss. Not a changeup, and the count 2-2. Some of the Phillies player development higher-ups are here today. Kevin Bradshaw is the minor league field coordinator, and Travis Hergert, the minor league pitching coordinator, on hand today. That one foul back, still 2-2. I thought I saw Kevin last night on TV at the Phillies game. I could have swore I saw him in the dugout, and I asked him, and sure enough, I was right. He was there the last couple of days. Hergert making his first visit this season. KB was here the first homestand, too. Here's a high pop-up into left. Boyd drifts back a few steps. He has plenty of room. Waits for it. Back in front of the track. Makes the catch. So Lara flies out to Boyd. Two down in the second. And that'll bring up Stanley Consuegra, the center fielder who flew out to left field his first time and is 0-1. We'll keep an eye on the out-of-town scoreboard for you. Phillies had a 6:40 start against Colorado. Lehigh Valley is up in Scranton. Taiwan Walker rehabbing there. Popped up foul over the screen out of play. Nothing and one on Consuegra. Redding is in Binghamton. And Clearwater hosting Dunedin. Phillies up 2-0. Ranger Suarez on the hill there in the third. That was a wild Phillies game last night.
That was a torturous victory, if there is such a...
Matt Gelb called them the dead ball Phillies. They'll hit. Nah, that one outside, check swing didn't go. It's wild, though, you know. It's their best 17 game start in 5 years. You know, they've gotten out to these terrible starts these last few years. So 9-8 is perfectly fine. They're in great shape. Here's the 1-1, and foul back into the screen. Taiwan Walker allowed a run in the first inning. Lehigh Valley up 3-1. Redding down 2-0 at Binghamton. Connor Ash getting stretched out as a starter. He went three innings and allowed four hits and two runs for Redding in that ball game. They're still looking for their first hit through four turns at bat. And Clearwater, a 2-0 lead on Dunedin. That one is low. And the count is 2-2. Dunedin, 10 minutes, if that, from Clearwater. And Luke Russo, who struck out 9 in 5 innings in his pro debut last week on the mound for the Threshers. That one on the inside corner gets Consuegra looking, and that retires the side. 4 strikeouts for Fosnot. 1 run, 1 hit. The home run by Mateo Gill. No errors and none left. We head to the bottom of the third. It's 1-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Hear that.
Bottom of the third, Blue Claws down 1-0 against right-hander Brandon Sproat, who has walked one and struck out two over two scoreless innings. He's been as high as 98 on the scoreboard gun. Tony, he walked five batters in his first start last week against Asheville in 2 2/3 innings, but no such issues so far today. Here's Chad Castillo, the first baseman. 2 for 14 with 8 strikeouts and 2 RBIs. Takes that one at the knees, a strike at 89 and change. And the count 0-1. Castillo, Schreffler, and Boyd, 8-9-1 for the Blue Claws. Chad from Santa Ana, California, takes a slider down and outside for a ball. He turns 24 years old on Friday. Ninth-round pick of the Phillies, 2022 out of Cal Baptist. Schreffler on deck. So 8-9-1 for the Claws. And the pitch by Sproat inside. That misses, and it's 2-1 on Chad Castillo. It'll be Starlin Castillo tomorrow, Gene Cabrera, Sam Aldegary, Stevenson Jimenez, and then back to Fosslot for Jersey Shore. He'll go Sunday. Big cut and a miss by Castillo with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. And have a count 2-2. He does not get cheated, or certainly didn't on that one. So 2 balls, 2 strikes on Castillo. And Sproat taking his time. And with 2 on the pitch clock, he deals. And it's at the knees for a ball. And the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. That pitch, maybe a smidge low. So full count here on Chad Castillo with Troy Schraffler next. Leading off in the bottom half of the third. And the payoff pitch, swinging at him, it's got him, strike 397 on the scoreboard gun for Brandon Sproat, gets his third strikeout. As we said before, this is not the same old Blue Claws radar gun that we've had for many years now that was always, you know, 4 to 5 miles an hour slow. This is straight from Hawkeye into the scoreboard. You can trust it implicitly. Swing and a miss and a slider. The count is nothing and one on Troy Schreffler. So the same radar gun that the coaches and the staffs and the organizations use, that's the same reading that you're going to see on the video board and on your MILB TV feed as Schreffler takes outside 1-1. Troy is 6 for 16 with a homer, 7 RBIs. Home run came on Saturday night in Hickory. A 13-0 Jersey Shore resounding win. And takes that one low for a ball. And the count is 2-1. These teams meeting for the first time of 27 this year. Blue Claws scored 13 on Saturday in a win, then gave up 10 in a loss on Sunday. That one low, 3-1 on Troy. Schreffler had, if he gets on, he, certainly a threat to go. He had 4 stolen bases against Brooklyn on opening day last year up in Coney Island, one off of, or the second game of the season, excuse me, one off the club single game mark. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it's on the outside corner for a strike. Schreffler thought it was outside. It was close. Called a strike by Connor Kroll, the home plate umpire. And the count is full at 3-2. Marion Boyd on deck for the Blue Claws. So 3-2 here as Sproat peers in for the sign. As one he likes. Here's the pitch, and it's fisted foul. Muscles it onto the roof, first base side out of play. And the count is still 3 balls and 2 strikes on Troy Schreffler. 66 in clear skies on a beautiful Tuesday night, first game back for the Blue Claws after splitting six down in Hickory. Schreffler takes low, ball four, he's aboard. Anytime the Blue Claws can get these guys on base, you would think, Tony, they're a threat to go. Schreffler has the one so far this year, but he stole double digits last year when he was with Clearwater, and as we said, he had that 1-4 stolen base game with the Blue Claws last season. Pregent, the catcher, has yet to throw out three base stealers this season. He's only 1-for-13 in his young career. Schreffler not going. Grounded to the right side by Boyd. Softly hit Tillian to his left, and it hits Schreffler, so he's out. And he just didn't see it. And Boyd will be safe at first. If Schreffler had avoided that ball, Tony, they weren't getting him at second. And that would have been a tough play to get Boyd at first because of how well he runs.
Now, let's see if Boyd tries to take off now with two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. That is the first hit, though, for Jersey Shore. Right? Now the ball hits the runner, goes down as a base hit, but the runner is out.
Here is Justin Crawford. Boyd leads off first. They throw behind him and almost got him. Dives in safely. He barely got in. But he knows how far he can lead off the base. And he was going to throw behind him again and again. He's in there safely. That time he kind of took half a hop towards second base and had to pivot and dive back in.
I got a hunch he's either going to steal or get picked off. One or the other in this sequence.
He's not going, and the pitch is inside out and down the left field line. Long run, Lara into the corner. Will not get it. It's a fair ball base hit. Lara barehands it. Boyd races in the third. He's being waved in. Here's the relay by Lugo on two hops. Boyd dives in. He is out. And that retires the side. Lara to Lugo to Pregent, and they get Boyd at home plate to end the inning. A double for Crawford goes for naught, and the inning is over. We have played three here in Shoretown. 1-0 Cyclones on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head into the top half of the fourth. Brooklyn leading it 1-0, and the take of the next two. Here's Tony.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. Brandon Fosnock set to go, starting his fourth inning. One run, two hits, no errors for Brooklyn. 0-2-0 now for Jersey Shore. That had to be a perfect relay, a perfect sequence to get the Fleet Boyd at the plate. As Fosnock deals to Ryan Clifford, and it's over for a strike. The lefty out of Westchester University deals, and that just missed for a ball. It's one ball and one strike on Clifford. Clifford is the 17th-ranked prospect in the system of the Mets. Here's a drive to deep right center field. It is carrying to the track, and it is run down out there by Schreffler for the out. One gone. Crawford, who in his first at-bat in the Mets organization last year in this ballpark, homered. First at-bat, and he flirted with one there, but Schreffler was able to get to it. Here was William Lugo, who took a called third strike his first at-bat on the season. Now 5-for-27 is Lugo. And the first pitch to him is inside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. So Fasnacht in his senior year at Westchester. Here's the pitch to the plate. Lugo takes one away for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. Was the ace of those Golden Rams. He pitched them into the NCAA Division II tournament. Here's the 1-1 to Lugo. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. He set school records for starts. This is his senior year, 18. And a number of other records. 1-2 on Lugo. The pitch home is swung on, tap towards short. Charged by Rincon. He gloves, transfers, throws in plenty of time. And Lugo is out. That's two away. So he set school records for starts, 18. Innings pitched, 104. Struck out 130. That was a school record. As he went 9-3 for a 3.29 ERA. Is the only pitcher in the history of Westchester University to strike out more than 100 in a single season. Quite a career there for Fasnacht. And Tillian fouls one off. It's no balls and one strike on Junior Tillian. 21-year-old, pro since 2021. He flew out to right his first at bat. 1-0 Brooklyn leads. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Fasnacht deals. Right-hand hitter takes low. Fasnacht hails from Danville, Pennsylvania. That's about 150 miles northwest of Philadelphia. It's on north of Allentown, up into east central PA. Lifelong Phillies fan. And that's low and away. And the count is two balls and one strike. Grew up idolizing the likes of Cole Hamels and Cliff Lee. Two pretty good role models for him. Here's the 2-1. Fastball across for a strike. And it's even a 2-2. Pitches a lot like Lee in his stuff in that he's not going to blow people away, but he locates very well, mixes his pitches. And ready with the 2-2 to Tillian. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. But he took something off. Strike three. And the side is retired. That's the fifth strikeout for Fasnacht. Nothing across for Brooklyn in the fourth. We go to the bottom half. It's 1-0 Cyclones on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Out of of the fourth inning. Jersey Shore trails at 1-0. Marion Boyd thrown out at the plate, trying to score on a two-out double by Justin Crawford in the third inning. And it's 3-4-5 for Jersey Shore against the hard-throwing right-hander Brandon Crote. And he whistles a fastball that's inside. It's 1-1 on those strikes on Pineda. Leandro Grada to short his first at bat. Crote 6-3, 215. The pitch to the plate. Swinging the top foul at the plate. And it's 1-1 and 1 strike on Pineda. So Crote in his only prior start for Brooklyn. Struck out 5 and walked 5. Called strike on Leandro. 1-2. And was lifted after 2 2/3 innings. And nothing going in the bullpen right now. He's been very good. 13th ranked prospect in the Met system. Deals, and Leandro swings and hits it high and deep. Right field. Back, going. It is gone. Leandro Pineda points to the bullpen as he jogs between second and third and heads for the plate, having bashed his first home run of the season, 15th in the career of the 21-year-old, and we are tied at 1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Thank you, man.
Now, Pineda has that sweet swing. He's always had that. He came on very strong at the end of last year as Otto Kemp stands in. The pitch to Otto. Golf's a foul out to the right. Want to say hi to Otto's folks on our friends and family shout out. His parents, Rob and Diane. Rob and Diane out in Dana Point, California. And his fiance, Lily. Also paying attention tonight, I'm sure. And the pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-1. On Otto. She is from Laguna Niguel, California. They are both a little bit south of Anaheim, both those communities, as Kemp takes low. So big shout out to family of Otto Kemp. Kemp looking for his first hit in this ball game, and with the Blue Claws this year, had a bunch of them last year. 0 for 1 tonight. And Crote to the plate. Fastball at 95 sails outside, and the count is 3-1 now on Otto Kemp. Kemp dazzled playing third base in limited time, 31 games last year here in Lakewood. 3-1 to Otto. Swings and whacks a foul down the third base line. The count is full at 3-2. Kemp, 24 years old, 31 games at the end of the season last year for Jersey Shore, at 223 with 10 runs batted in. As Greg was speaking earlier, he hit into really a lot of tough luck in his early going with Jersey Shore last year. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball fouled away to the right. At Clearwater last year, in 78 games at 251 with 7 homers and 43 runs batted in. Was 7 for 14 with Clearwater this year on rehab. And he is still rehabbing here in Lakewood. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball at 95 miles an hour. And he is the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fourth strikeout for Crote. Brings up the switch hitting Brian Rincon, the 22-year-old. He walked his first at bat. And the former Gator, Crote, from the University of Florida. And the pitch is fouled away. It's 0-1 on Rincon. So far this year, 2-25 for the 8th-ranked prospect in the Philadelphia system. And the pitch to the youngster is a fastball low. And the count is even at 1-1. When Crote began the game, he was throwing 98-99. Now he's Still throwing hard, mainly in the mid-90s. Here's a swing and a bouncing ball on the right side. Fielded cleanly by Tilley, and he makes the play. And that's two gone here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Brings up the 19-year-old Jersey Shore second baseman, William Bergoya. He's a 13th-ranked prospect in the Phillies system. Grounded back to Crowe his first at bat. He's 7 for 26 on the season. That's had a four-hit game this year. The pitch to him, Bergoya takes a fastball that crackles wide at 95. And it's one ball and no strikes on Bergoya. Blue Claws 5-4, Brooklyn 4-5. And the pitch to the plate, fastball high and away. And it's two balls and no strikes. This game is tied up. Leandro Pineda golfed one over the fence in right to even things here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0 on Bergoya, the right-hander to the plate. There's a strike call. That's two balls and one strike. Steady diet of 95-mile-an-hour fastballs from Crewe. And the right-hander kicks and deals. Slight swing and a miss by Bergoya. It's 2-2. Two outs, nobody on. 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth inning. At Shoretown, full motion windup, the kick, and the 2-2 pitch. Checks his swing, strike three called, side retired. Fifth strikeout for Crowe. And Jersey Shore goes down, but they get the score even here on the home run by Pineda. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left. We go to the fifth. It is a 1-1 ball game on MILB-TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Ready to go to the top of the fifth inning. It's been the Braden Brandon show tonight. Braden Fosnuck for Jersey Shore. Brandon Sproat for Brooklyn. It's a 1-1 ball game. 1-2-0 for Brooklyn. 1-3-0 for Jersey Shore. And Fosnuck deals in a line drive whistled foul down the left field line out of play off the bat of Nick LaRusso, who struck out his first at bat. No balls and one strike on LaRusso. 6-for-26 now thus far this season. Ninth-round pick last year is the 23-year-old. Fastball high and away. And it's one ball and one strike. Braden went five innings in his first start this season down at Hickory. The pitch to the plate. Pop foul out of play. And the count is one ball and two strikes. So it'll be LaRusso, Pregent, and Gill. 6, 7, and 8 facing the Westchester from Pennsylvania. the left-hander from Westchester, Pennsylvania, University of Westchester College in Pennsylvania. And it's one ball and two strikes on LaRusso. Had a big game Sunday in Brooklyn, two home runs, including a walk-off, first two homers of his professional career. Right-hand hitter. And the lefty deals, swing and a miss, took something off at 80 miles an hour and gets his sixth strikeout. That's one away. A lefty with control and changing speeds can really prey, especially on these young, eager right-hand hitters. Here is Pregent, who is 0 for 1, flew out his first at bat, 2 for 14 on the season. Pitches on the inside corner for a called strike. 10th round pick last year, 23 years old.
Tony Dio, smirky Tavares right-hander warming now for Brooklyn, so Blue Claws will be done with Sprout.
You know, I apologize earlier for misnaming him once or twice. It's one thing we haven't misnamed is his fastball.
Capital F.
He's definitely shown that. Pregent takes on the inside corner for a called third strike. A little stirring down on the Jersey Shore bullpen, but Fasnacht is setting him up and setting him down. Strikeout. Brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Freshly made in store every day, the original New York way, baked with love. And there's a called strike to Mateo Gil, who is responsible for the Brooklyn run. He homered just over the top of the left field wall back in the second inning. And the 0-1, swinging a foul back to the netting. It's 0-2.
So Tony Fasnacht now with seven strikeouts. He struck out two last week in Hickory in his first start. He struck out eight twice last year with Clearwater, August 2nd and August 24th, both against Lakeland, the Tigers affiliate. So a chance to get to eight right here.
The stretch, everything out of the stretch. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. And there is number eight, and Fasnacht strikes out the side. Through four and a half, it's a 1-1 ball game on MLB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB zone.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning in a 1-1 ball game, and the switch hitting catcher, Andrick Nava, fouls it away. And the delivery from Brandon Sprode still in there. And the 0-1 to Nava takes a fastball wide. And it's 1-1. He's 5-for-18 on the young season. He bounced out his first at bat. And the pitch to him takes the one away. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Hendrick is 5'10", 230 from Venezuela. Spent all of last year with Jersey Shore. Pops a foul out of play. The 221. Held in 3 homers and drove in 27. The delivery. Swing, another foul back on the netting. And the count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's Navik Castillo and Troy Schreffler here. 7, 8, and 9 in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1 ball game. Here's the pitch. Navik takes strike 3 call. He's rung up by Lacey Township graduate and home plate umpire Connor Crowell.
Tony Diaz Smirky, Tavares, the new pitcher here
The way you sailed through that.
Yeah, Diaz Smirky. So he gets the strikeout, first batter that he faces here tonight.
Okay, Smirky in the ballgame.
Diaz Smirky.
And he faces Chad Castillo, takes a strike. It's nothing and one.
Sproat won't factor in the decision, but he pitched well. 4 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, struck out 5.
Pop fly foul down the left field line. That's Larry giving chase, but he's not going to get there. It sails over the netting down there, and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes on Chad, who struck out his first at bat. 2-for-15 on the season. 9th round pick of the Phillies. 2022 out of Cal Baptist. Left-hand hitter swings and misses, strike 3. And quickly, 2 up and 2 strikeouts here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brings up Troy Schreffler, who walked his first at bat.
Tavares was with Houston for the last number of seasons. Mets got him as a free agent in February. 3 runs and 2 1/3 coming into today.
Schreffler slaps it to short, picked on the glove side by Lugo, who guns to first in time, and the side is retired. Nothing across for Jersey Shore. Greg Gianbarisi back with you in the 6th. We'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you at that time. It's a 1-1 ball game on MLB TV, Bally Live at BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, made to the top half of the 6th inning. Todd at 1, pair of solo homers. One by Leandro Pineda for Jersey Shore in the bottom of the 4th after Mateo Gil in the top of the 3rd for Brooklyn opened up the scoring. Tony and I have done a lot of games here over the years, and I can't remember too many 1-1 games with 2 solo homers.
Yeah.
A notoriously tough pitcher's ballpark, or a tough hitter's ballpark. Good pitcher's park as Jose Hernandez takes a strike from Braden Fosnot on the inside corner. Nothing and 1 underway in the 6th. And that pitch is hit in the air towards left center. Playable, Marion Boyd into the gap, the left fielder. Boyd is there to make the catch, and that's out number one. Fosslot struck out 8, which has tied his career high. His longest career outing is 6 innings, which he did once last year on August 24th in a game against Lakeland. So he can set a new career high with a 9th strikeout and matches innings career high. Blue Claws, just in case, have Nate Carafa warming up in the pen. Fosnot at 70 pitches, and this one to Wilfredo Lara is a little high, 1-0. Lara has flown to right and flown to left. He's 0-2. And then Stanley Consuegra will follow him. So top of the order here for Brooklyn with one out, and that pitch is outside. Fosnot has allowed 2 hits, a single to Clifford in the first. He was stranded there. And then the home run to Mateo Gil in the 3rd inning. So 1-1 game. And the 2-0 pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. Blue Gloss have only 3 hits themselves. One of them, Pineda's homer. One of them, Crawford's double on which Boyd was thrown out at the plate. And the other one, Boyd hit a ground ball that hit a runner for a base hit. Swing and a miss, a fastball from Fosnot. And the count is 2-2. Once again, those of you just tuning in, the radar gun that you see on your MILB TV broadcast is the same that the coaches use. It's connected to the Hawkeye system, so you can trust this reading. First time we can say that in a decade. Swing and a miss, strike 3 by Lara, and there's the 9th strikeout for Fosnot, a new career high. Well, congrats to Brandon. 9 strikeouts through 5 2/3, and he's got to get one more out here as Stanley Consuegra steps to the plate. Yeah. Top of the 6th, 2 out in a 1-1 game. Here's Consuegra. Name's, I'm sure, familiar. He was with Brooklyn all of last year and part of 2022, and he lines one up 3rd foul. They scatter in the Cyclone pit. He hit .239, 5 homers in 56 games 2 years ago. Last year, hit .232, 23 homers in 93 games, and is back for more this year. Has 1 home run in the first 8 games of the season. 23 home runs, though, when you play half your games in Brooklyn is very impressive. That's a tough park. Swing and a miss, changeup, good pitch by Fosnot, and the count is 0-2. So Braden Fosnot looking for 6 innings of 1-run ball. He has allowed 2 hits. He struck out 9. Tied at 1 here in Shoretown. And the lefty is set. Consuegra, tall right-handed batter. And here's the 0-2. Swinging a high pop, third base side. Rincon backing up into shallow left. Boyd coming in. Boyd, the left fielder, the call and the catch. And the inning is over. Tremendous outing by Braden Fosnot. A 1-2-3 sixth. He retires the final 12 batters that he faces. And it's 1-1 as we head to the bottom of the 6th on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Bottom half of the 6th inning, Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Blue Claws 1-run, 3 hits. Brooklyn 1-run, 2 hits. Both teams have homered. Leandro Pineda for the Blue Claws and Mateo Gil for Brooklyn. Here's Boyd, top of the order, and Boyd takes outside, 1-0. Imarian had a base hit in the third inning, a ball that hit Troy Schreffler. And then Boyd was thrown out trying to score from second on a base hit down the left field line by Justin Crawford. Pitch inside of the count, 2 balls, no strikes. Wind blowing out towards left field today. Temperatures in the low 60s now as Boyd takes that one at the knees for a called strike. And the count is 2-1. Justin Crawford is on deck, and then Pineda. And here's a grounder in the hole at short. Tough play. Backhand by Lugo. Off balance. Throw pulls the first baseman off the bag. Boyd is safe. And that should be a base hit. And it is a single for Imarian Boyd. So that's just Boyd using his speed. And even with a good throw, Tony, I don't know that they were going to get it. That was a really tough play. Deep short by Lugo. So now you have him on. And will he be going? You have a right-handed pitcher in Diasmirky Tavares out there. Boyd has one stolen base so far this season, but we know he can run. He's one of the fastest players in the minors. Last year he stole 56 bases for the division champion Clearwater Threshers. And he's leaning off of first. Here's Crawford, and they throw behind him, and they got him picked up, but they throw it away, and it gets by the first baseman Hernandez, bounces into right field, and Boyd goes to third. They throw it back in. And a break for Jersey Shore. That'll be an E1 on the pitcher, Diasmirky Tavares. They had him dead to rights. He was just frozen there, Tony, and the ball got past Hernandez.
Yeah, he was sort of hopscotching back and forth between should he go, should he stay, and then right in the middle of the hop or the scotch, he threw over. And he would have been picked, but ends up at third on the errant throw.
Now the infield comes in for Brooklyn, and the first pitch to Crawford is in there for a called strike, and the count nothing and one. So Boyd at third with nobody out in a 1-1 game. Here's the 0-1. That is low, and it's 1-1. So last Wednesday, Blue Claws were in Hickory, no score, top of the eighth. They had Boyd at third and nobody out and couldn't get him in, and they lost the game 1-0 in 10.
On an infield hit.
Here's the 1-1. Slow bouncer to first. Boyd hesitates, has to wait. Fielded by Tavares. They tag on Crawford. Here comes Boyd, and he dives in safely without a throw. So that'll be an RBI ground out for Justin Crawford. One unassisted. Hardly the screamer he was hoping for, but he does the important thing. He brings home the run, and the Claws have a 2-1 lead.
Well, you don't see many.
Here's Leandro Pineda.
Run scored from third base on a ground ball back toward the pitcher, but he had a field at running toward first base, and thus his back was
swinging a miss by Pineda, and the count nothing and one
toward the runner at third. And once that transpired, Boyd took off and scored without a throw.
And that one is outside for a ball, and the count is 1-1. On Pineda. His home run is first of the year. Hit 9 last year. And a strike. And it's 1-2. So the Blue Claws will go to Carafa. The Ohio State product for the 7th. And the 1-2 is outside. 2-2 on Leandro Pineda. Jersey Shore 2. And Brooklyn 1. Blue Claws trying to get 500. Swing and a miss by Pineda. Strike 3. 2 down. Jersey Shore has not been 500 since they were 2-0. And then they've alternated loss, win, loss, win since then. And are 5-4. Here's Otto Kemp, who struck out twice against the starter Brandon Sproat. And faces Tavares here for the first time. Takes out Sun. Kemp went 7-for-14 with a double, a triple, and a home run. In 5 rehab appearances with Clearwater. And he's rehabbing with the Blue Claws here. An oblique injury from the spring. Takes that one outside. 2 balls and no strikes. If you're wondering how he can rehab here, he's on Redding's roster on the 7-day Fight and Phil's injury list. So he can rehab here, even though he's never played a regular season game for Redding. And there's his first hit of the season with the Blue Claws. A clean single to left, the grounder for Kemp. And he's aboard at first with 2 down for Brian Cove.
Well, the Boyd run here in the sixth inning shows you what that speed can do. He's safe on the infield hit. And they're paying attention to him over at first, and they throw the ball away. He winds up at third, then he races home on an infield out fielded by the pitcher.
Here's McCone, 0 for 1 today, 2 for 26 to start the year. And he lifts one off third. That'll make the seats foul out of play. And we count no balls and one strike. So the Blue Claws will have to get 9 outs out of their bullpen. A bullpen that's been very good so far this season. And we'll see how they choose to map out the last couple of innings. I do think probably see there are a few guys I think you'll see today. That one high and outside. And the count is 1-1. Carafa, Alex Rayo, Mason Ronan, and Charles King are the relievers that haven't pitched since Friday the 12th. 1-1. And that is low. 2 balls and a strike. So my guess is King would pitch the ninth. He has a save, and he would have picked up a save the other day in Hickory, but Luclaw scored a run in the top of the ninth to make it a 4-run game, no longer a save situation. 2-1 on Rincon. Switch hitter, bats left, runner goes, pitch a strike, throw to second is low, and it skips into center, and a stolen base for Otto Kemp. So Kemp swipes the bag, and he's aboard now in scoring position. Pitch was a strike, so the count 2-1 on Brian Rincon. For Kemp, his 26th career steal, hit 17 with Clearwater last year. So 2-2 on Rincon. Jersey Shore has taken a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the sixth. And that's way outside from Diasmirky Tavares. And the count full at 3-2. Tavares pitched last year with Corpus Christi, the Hooks. That's the AA affiliate of Houston. And a 4.66 ERA. That one on the outside corner. Rincon knew it, strike 3. And that retires the sign. That run will be unearned, but the Blue Claws will take it. 1 run, 1 hit. Check that. 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error. And 1 left. 2-1 Blue Claws as we go to the seventh on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Nate Carafa takes over for the Blue Claws. We head into the seventh inning in Jersey Shore, a 2-1 lead. And Carafa takes over for Braden Fosslund, who was fantastic tonight. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen, and that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. So Fosslund goes 6 and allows 1 run on just 2 hits. First pitch by Carafa, strike on the outside corner. Braden did not walk a batter, and he strikes out 9, a career high, and he does it, Tony, with Travis Hergert, the Phillies minor league pitching coordinator, in the building. Here's Ryan Clifford, a dangerous lefty, and the pitch by Carafa fouled back under the screen, and the count nothing in 2. Nathan's thrown 2 scoreless innings this year. He has retired all 6 batters that he has faced in this is appearance number 3 for the right-hander from Toronto, Ohio, the other Toronto. He went to Ohio State. And here's the 0-2, and it's low. Fastball at 93 miles an hour, 1-2. Carafa was a position player for the Buckeyes for his first couple of years there. Moved full-time to the mound going into the 2022 year, and the Phillies drafted him that summer in the 20th round. That's outside. Fastball evens the count at 2-2 on Clifford, who has one of the two hits today for Brooklyn, a base hit to right field in the first inning. Cyclones haven't had a hit since the third on the home run by Gill. And that one on the outside corner. Fastball got him looking. Strike 3. Clifford not happy. He lets Connor Crowell know it and walks back to the Brooklyn dugout. Now Gilbert Gomez, the manager for Brooklyn, he comes down maybe a third of the way towards home plate and has a word or two for Crowell. And one down for William Lugo. Carafa out of the stretch, and the pitch is inside corner called strike.
You can't argue with the former Lion from Lacey Township. The Lacey Lions, come on.
Is that in the rules?
That's.
Here's a high pop behind the plate. Nava racing back toward the net, tosses away. The Maskey has room, and he makes the catch for out number 2. So Lugo pops out 2 away, and that'll bring up Junior Tilly in the second baseman.
Well, Greg, let's start the out-of-town scoreboard. It's brought to you by Insurance Office of America. IOA insures business in our area for property, general liability, business, auto, and employee benefits. For personal service, call and ask for Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900, 732-751-2900. Phillies lead Colorado 3-0. That's on the bottom of the 6th innings. 2-run home run, JT Realmuto, and back-to-back doubles in the 6th by Trey Turner and Bryce Harper. For Ranger Suarez, the former Blue Claw, on the mound for the Phils tonight.
First pitch is outside a cutter to Tilliot, and the count is 1-0. So Carafa is a sinker and cutter guy. Trying to go 9-up, 9-down to start his season. Swinging a miss, high fastball. And the count is 1-1.
Binghamton leads Reading 3-1, top of the 7th in Binghamton. Clearwater trails Dunedin 6-3. That's in the top of the 7th in Dunedin.
And the pitch is a little low.
And Lehigh Valley leads Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. The Yankees affiliate 3-1, bottom of the 5th in Scranton.
Taiwan Walker
was the starter tonight. Rehab for Lehigh Valley.
2-1 pitch. Bouncer up third and foul by Junior Tillian in the count 2-2. So Carafa looking for a 1-2-3 inning here in the 7th. Blue Claws lead it 2-1.
It's the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America, IOA.
Well, Carafa peers in for the side. As Tillian awaits, he's 0-2 today, 7-28 to start the year. And the pitch by Carafa, swing and a bouncer foul, got a piece of the slider. And the count is still 2-2 on Tillian. Brooklyn will go to the bullpen when we head into the bottom of the 7th. And it'll be Bergoya, Nava, and Castillo, 6-7-8 for Jersey Shore. So Carafa from the stretch, here's the 2-2 slider. Just missed. And the count is full at 3-2. That was close. Brooklyn actually has not had a base runner since the first inning. They hit a home run, and everybody else has been retired since Clifford's hit in the first. 3-2 is a cutter lifted in the air to left. Not deeper and cone out. Boyd in. Boyd's there. Boyd's got it. And the inning is over. No 1-2-3 7th for Nate Carafa, who has retired all 9 batters to face him this season. Stretch time in short town, 2-1, Blue Claws, Valley Live, blueclaws.com, and MILBTV.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head into the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Blue Claws a 2-1 lead. William Bergoglio will lead it off here against new pitcher Victor Castaneda, who had been in the Brewers system for a few years, and then the Rays briefly. His first year with the Mets, 3 runs and 2 1/3 so far. Bergoglio skies one to shallow right. Ryan Clifford in a few steps, the lefty, puts it away. Bergoglio's 0-3, one down. For Hendrick Nava. Seventh inning stretch brought to you by JAG Physical Therapy. Proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. With over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties, our friends at JAG Physical Therapy are fully committed to helping you get back the life you love. For more information or to make an appointment, visit jagpt.com. Here's Hendrick Nava, 0-2. Castaneda. First pitch is in there for a strike. Is 25 years old and signed as a free agent with the Mets on December 15th. Nava switch hitter, bats left, and that one is outside. Tony, I wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. Tony had a big birthday there a couple of weeks, last Tuesday, since our last home game. So, Tony, very happy birthday.
You.
What'd you do to enjoy it? Here's the 1-1, and that's outside.
I turned 39 again. And
Blue Claws won for you?
And the Blue Claws won?
Did the Phillies?
I believe the Phillies won that
night.
Did
the Flyers?
Probably not.
Bouncer foul by Nava behind the plate, 2-2.
I know.
But happy birthday.
Well, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
2-2 on Nava. With Chad Castillo on deck, Castaneda's pitch is ripped deep and fell down the right field line, hooking at a plate, and that will go into the back of the first base picnic area. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Nava. Wesley Moore is warming up in the bullpen for the Blue Claws, I think. And that one skips back behind home plate from the bullpen mound. So the time is called, 2-2. So, Tony, I speculated a few innings ago that you would see, that you wouldn't see Moore because he pitched on Sunday. But I am pretty sure that's him warming up. Maybe they want to, you know, double check like a quick turnaround for him. And I want to slider down and inside to Nava. And the count is full at 3-2. He's made 3 appearances already this year, has Wesley. So 3-2 on Nava with Castillo. Next pitch is fouled back. Good rip. And the count is full at 3-2 on Nava. Jersey Shore, a 2-1 lead, trying to get to 6-4. And the 10th game of this young season. Remember, last year they were 2-8. And the 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. 92 miles an hour on that fastball past Nava for the second out of the inning. And the first strikeout for Victor Castaneda. So that'll bring up Chad Castillo. Castaneda last pitched on Wednesday and gave up four hits and 3 runs in 2 innings, took the loss. Here's Castillo, left-handed batter. He's 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. And takes a pitch inside that hit him. So he'll go to first. They hit him right in the shin guard, I think. You heard that kind of click,
heard,
right?
Yeah, heard that.
So Chad goes to first, and Troy Streffler comes to the plate, 0 for 1 today. He walked in the third inning and then got hit by a pitch. Or excuse me, got hit by another pitch, hit by a batted ball. That was hit by Imari and Boyd, so Streffler was out. Boyd got a single out of it. Here's Streffler. Castillo, one of the few guys on this team not really a threat, is Steele. And a pitch to Streffler, chased a high fastball, swing and a miss. And a count, nothing and one. 6:35 tomorrow. And Starlin Castillo gets the start for Jersey Shore. 0-1, the count on Streffler. And the pitch is, again, chased a high fastball. And the count 0-2. If you're just joining us, Braden Fosnod, the Jersey Shore starter, absolutely fantastic tonight. 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. No walks, and he struck out 9. A new career high. And the 0-2 pitch to Streffler, foul back. And the count still nothing and 2. Wesley Moore, by the way, if he does come on for the 8th, would be only the 4th pitcher in the Sally League to make 4 appearances in the first 10 days of the season. 0-2 pitch is low, good eye. And it's 1-2 on Streffler. Troy out of the University of Maryland. Phillies drafted the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania native in the 15th round in 2022. Began last year here, but spent most of it with Clearwater. 1-2, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Again, he chased another high fastball, strike 3. No runs, no hits, a hit batsman, and a man left. We head to the 8th here at Shoretown Ballpark, and it's Jersey Shore 2, Brooklyn 1 on Valley Live, BlueClaw.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Wesley Moore takes over. Blue Claws lead it 2-1. We go to the top of the 8th. And the close of the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. Provident Bank mobile banking. You can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch. Pay bills from the train. Transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Nate Garofa, 1 inning. Zeros across with 1 strikeout. 2-1, Jersey Shore. Pitch by Wesley, a changeup. And it's a little bit low to Nick LaRusso for ball 1. LaRusso struck out twice against Fosnod. 0-2. He has 2 home runs on the season, both on Sunday against Asheville, and one was a walk-off home run. And that fastball is on the outside corner, called strike, and the count 1-1. So, Tony, for Wesley Morton's fourth appearance, he's thrown three scoreless innings, two hits, no walks, struck out five. And they're bringing him back here on one-day rest. And here's a fly ball in the shallow center. Crawford is there, drifts in. A few makes the catch, one away. On one-day rest, he pitched an inning on Sunday in Hickory. And you kind of get the feeling that it's one of those situations they want to see him come back on quicker rest than maybe he'd been accustomed to. And, you know, if we were taking odds on who's the first blue claw to go to Redding, be on the short list, I think, for sure. Here's Christian Pregent, who has flown to right and struck out looking. And there is a strike, a slider, and the count is 0-1. Moore was phenomenal last year. Had a 1.91 ERA with the Blue Claws in 25 games and an 0.72 ERA with Clearwater in 17. Swing and a miss, and the count is 0-2. So, you know, if he had gone to Redding to open the year, I don't think anybody would have batted an eye, right?
Oh, we sort of thought he might be.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought, too. Blue Claws will take it, and then they'll take whatever innings they get out of it here this year. He's out of Kansas State and played high school ball at the Vauxhall Baseball Academy in Alberta, Canada. He's from British Columbia originally. And that one high and away, a fastball. One ball and two strikes. He's already 24. He'll turn 25 on September 5th, the last week of the season. So left-hander who signed with the Phillies in November of 2022. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a slow roller up third and foul. Blue Claws a 2-1 lead. Brooklyn has had a base runner for an at-bat, meaning they've had a batter up with a runner on base once in this game. And that was Lugo, who struck out looking in the first inning with Clifford at first. Nobody on the rest of the day for the Cyclones. That one is high, 2-2. The only other hit they have was the home run by Mateo Gill in the third. That gave them a 1-0 lead before Pineda's home run in the bottom of the fourth made it 1-1, and then they got the RBI ground out by Crawford, 2-1 Claws, foul back into the screen, 2-2. That ground out by Justin came in the bottom half of the sixth, and the Blue Claws are now 5 outs away from picking up their third home win in 4 home games this season. Start of the year 2-1 with Aberdeen. That one in the dirt slider, and the count 3 balls and 2 strikes on Christian Pregent. Moore pitched on Sunday through a scoreless inning at Hickory. Before that, last Wednesday, 1-2-3 inning. And had a scoreless inning on opening day here, April 5th. 3-2 the count on Pregent, and Wesley's pitch is fouled off first base side. And that one banks off the roof of the suite level and caroms down to the seats below. Moore began his collegiate career at Cal State Northridge and finished it at Kansas State in Manhattan, Kansas, the other Manhattan. 3-2 on Pregent and foul back. Wesley was expecting to get a waiver to pitch in 2023 and didn't get the waiver from the NCAA. He had both a COVID year and a redshirt year, but didn't get the waiver for whatever the reason, and then ended up throwing a bullpen session. Philly signed him that year. Strike three, fastball over the outside corner, got him looking. 2 down, signed him that fall of 22, and then he made his pro debut in 23. First strikeout, 2 down, and here's Mateo Gill. So here's Gill, Tony. He homered his second hit in 14 at-bats now with Brooklyn so far this season. He's the DH tonight, and that one cut on and missed. Came up in the Cardinals system, has also played in the Orioles system. The Rockies system. So he's been around. Swing and a miss. He played in Brooklyn 62 games last year. Hit 10 homers, but hit only 208. Also finished the year with Binghamton and a couple of games in Syracuse, and he's back with Brooklyn. That home run earlier was his 37th minor league homer. And that one is way outside from Wesley in the count 1-2. I believe you'll see Charles King for the ninth. And a very tall right-hander is about to start throwing in the bullpen. King is 6 foot six. I believe that's him. And he will be next. 1-2 on Mateo Gil. 2-1 Blue Claws in the eighth. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string. Got him on the chain. Strike three. And the inning is over. Wesley Moore, a 1-2-3 eighth. And the Cyclones go down in order. We head to the bottom of the eighth. 2-1 Blue Claws on Valley Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
So the Blue Claws trying to tack on a run here that they would love to do and extend this lead a little bit. 2-1 as we head to the bottom half of the eighth inning. They will have the top of the order up. And Imarian Boyd against Victor Castaneda. Brandon Sproat went 4 innings, 1 run, 3 hits. Diasmirky Tavares went 2 innings and allowed 1 run on 2 hits. Here's Boyd, and he takes a strike on the inside corner. And the count is nothing and one. Boyd has 2 hits in the ball game today. He had just 4 coming in. And he lays off a slider, and he didn't go. 1-1. One of the hits was a ball that hit a base runner, Troy Schreffler, running from first to second. The other one, an infield base, hitting a ball hit in the hole at deep short. So 1-1 on Boyd, and he swings and pops it up foul first base side. That'll get out of play. Imarian Boyd, 21 years old, from Batesville, Mississippi, went to South Panola High School. And the Phillies took him in the 11th round in 2022. Spent all of last year with Marty Malloy in Clearwater, who he absolutely loves. If you mention Marty to Imarian, he just lights up with a huge smile. 1-2 on Boyd, and he lays off a slider, I think. Yes, he did. They appeal, but he didn't go, says the base umpire, Jamal Allen. 2-2, the count on Boyd. On deck is Crawford, and then Leandro Pineda for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws lead it 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth. And a high pop, chased a high fastball, pops it up right side of the infield. First baseman Hernandez is there, drifting to his right on the edge of the grass, makes the catch, and that's out number one. So 3 unassisted on the pop out, and here's Crawford. Crawford, 20 years old. He turned 20 in January. He, Brian Rincon, William Bergoglio form a very good, very young core atop this Blue Claws lineup. Crawford and Rincon, 20, and Bergoglio only 19. Man, that one a slider low for a ball. Boyd is also in that group as well. He's only 20 years old as well. Justin, a double down the left field line that most nights that would be an RBI double with Boyd at first, but Marion was thrown out. Took 2 great throws. Fastball inside, 2-0 from the left fielder Lara to the shortstop Lugo to the catcher Pregent. to get Boyd. So Justin, 1 out of 3 today, and 8 for 29 to start the year. Hit 2 homers down in Hickory last week, and he fouls this one off third base side out of play. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike.
Now, Greg, you said that's a hitter-friendly ballpark. His home runs, though, both of them were the other way, out to left center field.
Yeah. He hit 3 last year. He does have some pop. But, you know, he's gonna more. He's not going to be a big home run guy, but he can't get it out there. Lines this one back up the middle, and a base hit for Crawford. His second hit of the game. And he's at first, one out here in the eighth. Now, this is a spot, Tony,
yeah,
where
he'll,
I would think, try to steal as long as Victor Castaneda doesn't, you know, slide step on him. Here's Pineda now, who has the home run. So Crawford and Boyd each with 2 hits for Jersey Shore here tonight. So the batter, Leandro Pineda. And Crawford takes a pretty healthy lead. He has the sliding mitt on his left hand, held on by Hernandez, and not going. First pitch is a little high. Fastball misses at 91 from the right-hander, Castaneda, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Otto Kemp has a base hit himself on deck. All 6 hits, in fact, for the Blue Claws, the top 4 in this order. Throw to first, and diving back in is Crawford. Justin is 5 for 6 on the bases so far this season. Blue Claws have 1 stolen base in this game. That is Kemp, who stole second base back in the 6th inning but was stranded there. 1-0. And there goes Crawford. Pitches high, no throw. It gets off the mid of Prejean, rolls back to the screen. Crawford dove in at second. He gets to his feet but stays put there. So for Crawford, his 6th stolen base of the season, and he is in scoring position with 1 out now for Pineda. And look, you know, there's a lot of things that go into whether or not they're going to try to steal, but in that situation, with the lead already,
right,
right-handed pitcher, it was, you know, pretty certain that he was going to try
absolutely
to go. Blue Claws are now 15 for 17 as a team stealing bases this year. 2-0 on Pineda, and he lines it foul off to the left. That skips on the roof out of play. And the count is 2 balls and 0 strikes.
Also, that's the 63rd stolen base now for Crawford in his very early in his 3rd professional season.
Wind blowing out towards center and left center. Lefty batter, Pineda, 2-1 pitch, breaking ball strike. Backdoor slider from Castaneda over the outside corner. And the count is 2-2. Blue Claws 2, Cyclones 1. Jersey Shore bats bottom of the 8th as they try to tack on to this 1-run lead. Charles King warming in the pen. He's ready to go for the 9th. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncer over the mound. The shortstop is there behind the bag. That's Lugo. Running throw to first gets Pineda. And down to third goes Crawford. So Lugo had him played well up near the bag. And no trouble with that bouncer right over the mound. So 6-3 on the putout. That's 2 away. And brings up Otto Kemp. Robert did end up at third. So here's Kemp. Base hit in the 6th inning. He's 1 for 3 with 2 strikeouts. And the pitch is a bouncer toward the middle. Tough play. Deep second. Backhand. Tillian plants. Throws. Close. Safe. And a run scores. Crawford in from third. Kemp legs out the infield base hit. And Jersey Shore's lead is 3-1.
2 of the Blue Claws' 3 runs tonight, all the courtesy of speed. If Crawford doesn't steal a base this inning, well, maybe on the wild pitch, he might have gotten there anyway, of course, but this steal sets up this run on the infield hit that Kemp legs out to widen the margin now to 2 runs, and earlier Marion Boyd's speed helped the Blue Claws take the lead.
Runner leads off first is Kemp, and the pitch to William Bergoya is inside. Fastball for a ball, and the count 1-0. Excuse me, Rincon is up. Bergoya would be next. Rincon 0-for-2 with a strikeout, a ground out, and a walk today. Kemp with already 1 stolen base. Wouldn't be shocked if he goes. Not on this pitch anyway. That's a slider and a strike call. And the count 1-1. That was a tough play. Tillian fielded that ball, and he was about 10 or 12 feet to the third base side of second base on the outfield grass. I mean, that was a really tough play. He did well to make it as close as he did.
He did.
1-1 on Rincon. Throw over to check on Kemp, who dives back in. Charles King does have a save this year. That was in the second game of the season on April 6th. And at least at the moment, this is a save situation at 3-1. He had a save situation lined up the other day. The Blue Claws scored a run to make it 4-0 and take it away from him before he came in the other day in Hickory. There's a strike to Brian Rincon over the outside corner. And the count is 1-2. So 1-2 on Rincon. On deck is Bergoya. And here's the 1-2. First to throw to first, and diving back in is Otto Kemp. So Jersey Shore 3 and Brooklyn 1. All 7 Blue Claws hits have come from the first 4 batters in the order. They're 7 for 16. The rest of the team is 0 for 12. And that one a little high. Strike 3 or Rincon, so thought. He's punched out. Side retired. Well, the Blue Claws tack on to the lead. And they do it with 2 hits. 1 run, 2 hits. No errors. 1 left. RBI infield base hit by Otto Kemp. And it's 3-1 Jersey Shore. We go to the ninth on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A premier sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Charles King takes over for the Blue Claws. We head into the ninth inning in Jersey Shore, 3 outs away from their 6th win of the season. King, the big right-hander out of TCU. We told you about his story the last time he pitched here. That was on April 6th. He got a 5-out save. It's really an amazing story. And certainly, he's a very easy guy to root for, is Charles King. Wesley Moore went 1 inning, 3 up, 3 down, 2 strikeouts. So the Blue Claws lead it 3-1. Jose Hernandez leading it off against King, who's 6'6". And the first pitch time called. And it was a pitch clock violation on King. So that'll be ball one. Hernandez, then Wilfredo Lara and Stanley Consuegra, 9-1-2 for Brooklyn. And a high set for the right-hander. And the pitch, swing and a miss. A fastball, 93 miles an hour. And the count, 1-1. Again, those of you that are just joining us, the radar gun here is now the Hawkeye gun. So, or the Hawkeye reading. So, you don't need to add 3 or 4 miles an hour to every pitch, fastball high. We're happy to say that you can put those calculators away. Today's tax, or yesterday was tax day. So, yeah, you can throw those calculators. You don't need them for Blue Claws pitch speeds or taxes until next year. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball right by him. Strike two. And the count even. 2-2 on Hernandez leading off here in the eighth. Brooklyn has not had a base runner since the third inning when Gil homered. The Blue Claws pitchers have retired 15 in a row. Popped up first base side. Backing up on it is Castillo, called off by the second baseman, Bergoglio, who makes the catch for the out. So Charles King last year, Tony, was a pitching analyst for the Padres in their system. He was working for Lake Elsinore one weekend in May when there was a gas leak in the clubhouse and the dryer blew up, which caused the postponement of three games that weekend in May. Relevant because a couple of days later, you know, they didn't play Friday, they didn't play Saturday, so they come to the stadium on Sunday. Here's Lara, who takes a slider outside of the count 1-0, and comes to the stadium on Sunday, kind of a light workout just to keep everybody loose because they couldn't play for 3 days because of the dryer explosion.
Nobody did the laundry that day either.
1-0 on Lara. That's outside, a splitter. 2-0. And, you know, he's an analyst, but obviously he pitched in college recently through 2021 at TCU. So he got to the mound, had the track man all set up to do the readings for the pitcher bullpens. Let me throw a few pitch outside, and the count is 3-0. And he hit 93, 94, and that was, you know, barely throwing at all. As far as he was concerned at the time, his pitching career was over, but maybe not, or so he thought. So kind of had it in his head the rest of the summer. Fastball low, a four-pitch walk to Lara, and he's aboard. First Blue Claws base runner since their series. First Cyclones base runner since the third inning. So, you know, King thought, okay, you know, well, see, he kind of had it in the back of his head. The itch to get on the mound competitively, you know, never left him. And he quit at the Padres at the end of the season last year, went to Driveline in Scottsdale, spent the winter there, hit 97 in a bullpen in February, and the Phillies signed him. Fastball low, and the count 1-0, no strikes to Stanley Consuegra. With Lara at first, Consuegra does have some pop. He has a home run this year, and he had double-digit home runs with Brooklyn last year. In fact, more than that, he had 23. And he hits this one in the air and back of first, foul ground. Going back on to Castillo, long run in Shreffler, tough play, foul ground. Castillo makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Good play by Chad Castillo, the first baseman. A very difficult play down the right field line in foul territory for out number two.
Yeah, that was an excellent play. It was also a concern that maybe that ball might drift back in the fair territory.
Yeah.
It stayed foul, and Castillo, as it turned out, had it all the way, but it was not an easy play. So here's a home run threat here now. He's the tying run in Ryan Clifford.
27 career minor league homers. Left-handed batter. First pitch by King is the splitter low. 1-0, no strikes. King throws a splitter, a fastball, a sweeper as well, which more of like a slider without any dip. It's kind of like the next, you know, curveball to slider to sweeper. And the 1-0, lifted foul off third, out of play, 1-1, one strike. We had Charles on hook, line, and splitter the other day. He was absolutely fantastic. I mean, he talked about how the throwing motion, you know, dates back to hunters and gatherers killing prey 2,500 years ago. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. A splitter there. 1-2.
He's trying to slay Clifford here.
No, he was saying, you know, throwing spears at animals, that kind of. Unbelievable. He was so good. Wow. He was so good. I hope you all get a chance to listen to it. 1-2 on Clifford. He's the tying run, 3-1 Blue Claws. Pitch is popped up, foul behind the plate, back out of play, and the count's still 1-2. He also told, I don't have time to go through it all here, but he also told, I asked him, once you hit 97, you're going to sign somewhere, why the Phillies? And he just went through about 2 or 3 minutes of things that the Phillies had presented to him, but that they should honestly use it. Free agent proposals. Swinging a bouncer up the middle. There is Rincon. He grabs it behind the bag, touches up at second with his right foot, and the ball game is over. Charles King gets his second save. A scoreless ninth. Claws up on the video board, and the Blue Claws win it 3-1. Six unassisted on the fielder's choice, and Jersey Shore finishes this game with a 3-1 win, and they finish the night at 6-4. On the season, give Charles King the save his second.
Greg, the Blue Claws have allowed two runs or less now in six of their 10 games. And also they have struck out at least 10 batters. Tonight they K'd 12 in seven of their 10 games. It began the night, ERA of 3.09 was fifth best in the Sawi League. That will probably be a little better after tonight.
Foss not the win, he's 2-0. Diasmirke Tavares, the loss, he's 0-1. Foss not six innings, struck out nine, and allowed just two hits and a run. Charles King gets a save in second. Blue Claws with the win are 6-4. Cyclones fall to 4-6. Time of the game was a tidy 2 hours and 8 minutes, and I did not see the attendance. Back at it tomorrow, Starlin Castillo for Jersey Shore at 6:35, and Nolan McLean, who was actually listed as a two-way player for Brooklyn, he's going to pitch tomorrow and then hit over the weekend, which would be pretty cool. He'll pitch tomorrow, 6:35, and we'll be on the air at 20 minutes after. Six, attendance was 2059. Tony, all yours.
Okay, Greg, let's go right to the scoreboard here. Phillies lead the Rockies now 5-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ranger Suarez has shut out the Rockies over eight innings. Bryce Harper has just homered earlier. JT Realmuto hit a two-run shot in the first inning for the Phils, who are up 5-0 over the Rockies. On the affiliate scoreboard tonight, Taiwan Walker got the start for Lehigh Valley, pitched into the fifth inning. Phillies rehabbing right-hander at Scranton Wilkes-Barre tonight. The Yankees affiliate Lehigh Valley leads at 4-1. They're in the top of the seventh in Scranton. Binghamton has defeated Reading by a score of 3-2 in Binghamton. That's the Mets affiliate. Scranton Wilkes-Barre, of course, the Yankees affiliate. Binghamton goes to 4-5. Reading is 3-7. By the way, Lehigh Valley now 7-6, and Scranton Wilkes-Barre 10-5. Binghamton beats Reading 3-2. Connor Ash, the 2023 Blue Claw, the starter and loser for Reading in that ballgame. And Clearwater took it on the chin tonight down in Dunedin. The final score was 10-5. Dunedin wins it. They are off to the races down there in that division. They are in first place. The Toronto affiliate, they are 8-2. And Clearwater is 6-4. Again, here at Jersey Shore, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. 1-2-1 for Brooklyn. Jersey Shore 6-4. Brooklyn 4-6. Braden Fosnock, very impressive with the career high 9 strikeouts to get the win. He's 2-0, a 0.82 ERA for Braden Fosnock. Next game, as Greg mentioned, tomorrow night right here. Game two of the six-game series, Starwin Castillo, 0-1, had a rough outing, his first start for Jersey Shore this year down in Hickory. He'll be opposed by the aforementioned Nolan McLean, right-hander for the Mets affiliate here tomorrow night, 6:35 game time. Greg and I have it for you beginning at 6:20 tomorrow night. Tonight's game produced, as always, by Ryan Caldwell. Social media tonight from Taylor Petrangelo and from Greg Jamboree. For Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight, it was the Blue Claws 3 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 1. Have a awesome rest of your night, everybody.